This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Under changes from the Trump administration, the National Weather Service is no longer providing language translations, a change that experts say could put non-English speakers at risk of missing potentially life-saving warnings about extreme weather. Previously, Lilt, an artificial intelligence company, began providing translations in late 2023, replacing manual translations that the Weather Service had done. Lilt, the language translation service, provided Spanish, Chinese, Vietnamese, French, and Samoan translations of Weather Service messages. But with President Donald Trump's administration slashing spending in federal agencies and firing federal workers whole cloth, including cuts within the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, the National Weather Service programs and translations are also cut. Nearly 68 million people in the U.S. speak a language other than English at home, including 42 million Spanish speakers, according to 2019 census data. Not being able to read urgent weather alerts could be a matter of life or death, said Joseph Trujillo Falcon, a researcher at the University of Illinois who has worked with NOAA, researching how to translate weather and climate information to the public, including the use of artificial intelligence. Trujillo Falcon said translated weather alerts saved lives during a deadly tornado outbreak in Kentucky in 2021. A Spanish-speaking family interviewed afterward said they got a tornado alert on their cell phone in English, but ignored it because they didn't understand it, he said. When the same alert came in Spanish, they quickly sought shelter, he said. It saved their life, said Trujillo Falcon. Weather alerts used to be translated by forecasters that spoke more than one language, a task added to their forecasting duties. Researchers say that with translations gone, it's unconscionable that all U.S. citizens won't have the same warnings about extreme weather events. Norma Mendoza-Denton, a professor of anthropology at UCLA, said, "If they don't have access to that National Weather Service information in the different languages, that could be the difference between life and death for somebody." In the Montana legislature, a bill that would remove the ability of Montana voters to elect all five of the Montana Public Service Commission members and instead give the governor and the Montana Senate the power to appoint and confirm three of them, a majority, took a big step forward last week. Senate Bill 561, introduced by Daniel Zolnikoff, a Republican of Billings, passed the Montana Senate last week 34-14 and has now been sent next to the Montana House of Representatives. The Public Service Commission regulates a large variety of monopoly utilities and businesses in Montana, including Northwestern Energy, taxi services, and garbage hauling businesses. Currently, all five members are elected by voters in five separate districts in Montana and can serve 2 4-year terms back-to-back. If the bill were to be signed into law, only two of the members would be elected by Montana voters, and the elections would be in the state's two congressional districts. The other three members would be appointed by the governor and would need confirmation by 2/3 of the Senate, if the Senate's in session. The Missoulian had previously reported that a similar bill, introduced in the House, was opposed by all five elected members of the current PSC. The Public Service Commission is the entity elected to protect electric utility ratepayers, called captive ratepayers, because nearly all Montanans can get their electricity only from one monopoly utility company, Northwestern Energy. Public Service Commissioners set their own salaries, and concerns are that three of the five PSC seats appointed by the governor reflect a partisan bias for those in a politically cozy relationship, receiving PSC seats from their close relationships with the governor. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.